actually personally reflect on that somewhat, because a couple of years ago, I was in a car accident. My car was hydroplaning in a really bad storm, and the wheels started shaking, and then the car just started spinning out of control. And I was in the commuter lane, so I was right next to the cement divide. And a very just calm, kind of curious voice came up and just, "Are you gonna die?" And I thought about it for the split seconds that I had, and I just looked at the cement divide we were going towards, and I said, "Well, let's hit the thingy and see where we're at." And so, yeah, I hit it, and I was still conscious, so then I worked on stopping the car, but, yeah.
Yes, Julia.
Since we're offering reflections, is it okay to chime in with one more quick personal experience?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. I was just thinking, like, growing up, I was in a lot of car accidents, just randomly, and one of them, I remember, we had 2 bushels of peaches in the trunk, and it was dark out, and so when we woke up hanging from our seatbelts upside down in the ditch, that there were also these like 2 bushels of peaches that were just totally mushy underneath where the trunk was hanging open, because it was upside down. And so we crawled out of windows, and the policeman came up, and he stepped into the peaches, right? And it was dark. And so sort of, it was like a running joke in our family is how the policeman responded. You know, what came up for the police, because he clearly, I've heard, thought that he was stepping into a mushed up body rather than 2 bushels of peaches. And so, for me, that's always, I mean, I shouldn't say always. For me right now, I'm thinking that that's a very useful reflection, right? Because the power of the reaction is somehow related to the... the way the policeman was pouring his heart into the peaches.
Perception.
Perception. Yeah.